This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It doesn't make any sense. All right, let's go to Tyrone in Warrensville. Hi, Tyrone. How are you?
Hello, Tyrone.
What on, fellas?
How are you?
How you doing? Good.
Okay. Hey, listen. I don't know. I'm not trying to get nothing started, but I don't see why you guys are so confident in Baker Mayfield. What did he show? He showed no type of leadership, and that's what I question. I don't question his skill. I question his leadership. He showed nothing. And what I'm afraid is that Andrew Berry, and this is my opinion, he's going to be a one-hit wonder. You better get a quarterback, because I cannot put all my eggs in one basket for Baker Mayfield. I don't believe in him.
Tyrone, I'm not completely sold on Baker Mayfield. I've said that all along. I thought he was phenomenal as a rookie. I thought he really played well, and I was impressed because he was not the guy I would have taken coming in if I was the Browns. And then last year I was disappointed, and it wasn't just the offensive line, and it wasn't just the offense. It was Baker too. So I'm wondering which Baker shows up. If it's the guy that we saw his rookie year, great. He can build on that, and then let's go. And if it's not, well, then you do need a quarterback, maybe. You'd have to be thinking about one.
Well, here's what I'm hearing. I hear that they're going to get this Trent Williams. Not for a first round, but I think a second round and something else.
Good
sources. If that's the case, you better go. If Herbert or Love is there, I'm taking one of them.
Tyrone, that's not happening, man. They're not going
why
to
not?
Do that.
Why not? I mean, if you get Williams at tackle, why wouldn't you do it?
Because Cleveland fans
get sold a bill of goods and they fall in love.
Talk to the head coach and the general manager, Tyrone. They've both already said that Baker Mayfield's their guy. They're going to roll with him. They're going, and they should. He was the number one overall pick.
What has he shown? What has he shown?
Did he not set a rookie passing record for touchdowns? Yes, he did. He was really good behind a crap offensive line as a rookie. Last year he wasn't as good. So which one is he?
Or last in his rookie year.
You blaming everything on him?
I'm saying he's supposed to be a leader.
He was a phenomenal rookie quarterback, Tyrone. He's played 2 years. I'm not even crazy about the guy,
okay.
And I'm here defending
him.
He was great as a rookie. Let's quit yelling at each other, Tyrone. This gets really old really fast. Maybe Meredith could turn him down and get rid of him. Maybe she can't.
Last point, make it go. Or Jordy, let him go. Oh, you let him go.
He got his point across. We heard him loud and clear.
He did. Look,
two guys yelling at each other. That's great radio right there, man.
Listen, Jeff, I need to tell you something.
Well,
I'm not Jerry Seinfeld, and this isn't
then
B-movie.
I started talking, and Tyrone kept going. Look, the guy was phenomenal as a rookie, and I wasn't even crazy about him, okay? If you don't think he was phenomenal as a rookie, you're stupid. Sorry, stupid. He was really good as a rookie. You know nothing about football if you don't think he was really good as a rookie. And you also don't know anything about football if you don't think he regressed last year. And it wasn't on the offensive line, and it wasn't on Freddie Kitchens. It was on Baker. So which one is it? Let's see what he does this year. And if he comes out and he lays an egg, Tyrone, you've got a point. Then you need a quarterback. But, man, I'm not drafting a quarterback with a 10th pick, especially when if Baker Mayfield were in this draft, he'd be the first or the second quarterback off the board. There would be no talk about Tua ahead of Baker Mayfield, and there would definitely be no talk about Justin Herbert ahead of Baker Mayfield. So let's not be stupid, okay? Thank you. Thank you very much.
This public service message brought to you by Jeff Combs.
Yeah, oh, look at it.
I know. Daryl Ryder is going to join us next. Basket.
Daryl's not stupid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.